Parshas Vayigash, Vayikolti. You have two sets of brachas. You have the brachas of the of Yaakov to the Shvatim, and the brachas of Yaakov to the Shvatim, Zitzchi Shevet, and so on and so forth. And then you have the earlier brachas that he gave to Yosef and Ephraim and Menashe, that Be'etzim, in a certain sense, is that became the paradigm of brachas in Klal Yisrael, and this is the way it says. So that's what we use as a bracha. Lameisa, there's a lot of things over here are very unclear. First of all, of the Shvatim, each one has his own milus, and certainly Yosef is Nazir Echav. But at the end of the day, Yaakov Avinu gave Yehuda Malchus, despite all the favoritism of all that he favored Yosef with. He still gave Yehuda. He said, Yehuda, Ato Yeducha Echecha. Yehuda became Malchus. There's no two ways about it. Anyone else takes the Malchus, is there something wrong? So why don't we give a bracha? He should be like Yehuda. Mechatesi Yosef. It says afterwards that he was upset, and he said, Mi Eila Lecha, before it says actually, it says, who are they? So he says, so Rashi says, brings the Chazal, that it was Mi Eveima Mi Eila. So Rashi says, because he saw he saw Achav come out, and he saw Yerobim come out, and b'meila he had a problem giving a bracha. We know that in the Yonim of Din, we say Basha Usham, and you go Basa, what they are then? They were tzaddikim, these would be many daras later, mechateisa, that obstructed the bracha. I think Reb Tzadik says that's why that's why he gave them by Yoimahu, the lashon of by Vorchem Yoimahu means as they were then. But it's a little hard to understand why would what would come out later. He didn't say I don't want to give you a bracha because I'm gonna come out later. He asked the kasha miela. He had a problem with them b'ashehu sham. So if he has a problem with them b'ashehu, he had a problem with giving them a bracha. Why? Mechateitz, someone comes out later, will affect it. There's another lashon. It says by the Shach says over here. I don't know where he gets it from. That if someone it says what's mi'ela, he says ro'am perchim ba'aveh. He saw them floating in the air. I don't know what exactly that lashon is. Perchim ba'aveh. He brings a pasuk. It sounds like the Shach sounds like he's darshing. It sounds like he's quoting a medrash. I didn't find any medrash like that. The Alter Rebbe quotes the Shach. That's as a mocker. That he saw them perchim ba'aveh. It says mi'ela av. He brings a pasuk like that, but what does it mean? He saw them perchim ba'avit. They wouldn't see the Rishonim, but they were flowing in the air. That was a problem. It's not very clear what he's referring to. The Rashi says he wanted to answer him. Mi'ela. So on the one hand, Rashi brings the Chazal that mehechen yotzu el shenui lebracha. But if the problem was Achav and Yerovam, so the problem is not where did they come from. The problem is the fact that there would be Achav and Yerovam coming at him to Rishoyim. The issue wasn't any. Then it says, so he said, Bazeh, Herli Shtar Erison Shtar Ksuba. He showed him a Shtar Erison Shtar Ksuba. It's also interesting, Kefal Advarim, Shtar Erison Shtar Ksuba. I would assume that for proof, a shtar ksuba is enough, because a ksuba is you can't have a ksuba without erisin for matan Torah, maybe after matan Torah. You could actually ask it almost as a kasha that it's before matan Torah. The Rambam says those things erisin is only su and this is for matan Torah. I don't know, it's a Bryson, Sechus Kalar Abossi, that he showed him Shtar Eris and Shtar Ksuba, which is going to be interesting, first of all, the Kfeilis Lashon, and secondly, if the problem was that there'd be Rishoyim coming out, how does that Miyashiv it? Not clear where he's, and Chazal bring over, the Medrash talks about Nechete Galti as Ephraim, Kachma Azoisai, that it was because of Yosef's lobbying that he Ruach HaKodesh came back, Ruach Bracha came back. There was a massive matan here between Yosef and his father. The Nakuda was whether Ruach Bracha or not, and with the Shtar Eris and the Shtar Ksuba that he showed him, that it sort of clinched it, and it was able to give him a Bracha. We need to understand a little bit about the Inyan of what is it. What was the Masa Matan over here? So, in a sense, the parasha here is the parasha of Bracha in Klal Yisrael. And the Sheirish Brachas are over here. And this is where the Musig of being Mevarech comes in. And Memela, the description of the different Inyanim, the Maniyah to Bracha, and the reason that was metakin it and so on is of prime importance to us. The first time bracha is mentioned in the Torah, there are two parshas of bracha. There's a bracha la'adam on Yom Shishi. That's a bracha where Adam is told that pruvu. That's the bracha of Adam. It's a bracha of Adagim. That the pruvu. In other words, pruvu is once bracha, and then there's the bracha on Shabbos to Yom HaShavi, to Shabbos. Those are so the Parshas Bereishis has in itself two sets of brachas. There's the bracha of Pir V'Rivya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Adam, and it's also a Taitzah. By Vorachas and Kiblaim approval, Milas Amayim, by Yam and Voivir Baretz. So Dogim and Oifis had approval, and then Adam Yom Shishi. So it's the same type of bracha, approval, and a bracha on Shabbos. So the bracha on Adam and the Dogim and the Oifis, the Adam, are easy to understand what it means, that there'll be approval and they'll become many. Shabbos is a little harder. The Zoya asks, it says, Zohar Seyma Shabbos Akachay. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar, Ksiv Vayvorach Lekim Seyma Shvi. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zavorach Seyma Shvi. Uksiv B'mon, and in the Mon it says, Sheshes Yov Min Tol Ketuv Vayyom HaShvi Shabbos Lo Yeboi. Kivan Dolim Mishtakach Bei Mizoyni, Ma Birch Seyishtakach Bei. So where's the bracha here? Every day of the week, had a bracha min hashamayim. There was mon that day. On Shabbos there was no mon. So where's the bracha? Elohochi Tani says, Kol birchon de la'ela v'sata, all the brachas of lamala and lamata, al yoynim tachtoynim, v'yoyim ha'shvi talyan, they're all tolu on Shabbos. Tana v'amayla yishtakach mon v'yoyim ha'shviya. Why was there no mon on the seventh day? Mishum dahu yoyim mizborchin minei kol shita yoyim ilon. The 6 days of Elyonim are Mizborah from Shabbos, Kol Chad V'Chad Yom Mezoyne L'Sata, and each one gives the Mezoyne to the one after it, or to the days L'Mata. Kol Chad B'Yoyme, Meibrochen the Mizborah from B'Yoyme L'Shvah. That is, and Memele, the Zarekosh says that's why you make a Suda on Shabbos, that's why you Suda Shabbos, in order to be Mevorach the Yomim that come afterwards, and so on. Where is the teretz over here? He has a very good kasha. A bracha is a lashon ribu, pru revu. So on Shabbos, we would expect there would be more food coming. On Shabbos, there's no food coming. Instead, the Zohar Kodesh answers something that it's mevarech the other days, lamala, and then the other days as well, the matter. We still haven't really dealt with the shaila of where's the bracha if there's no man on that day. So, well, let's understand a little bit about the inyan of what bracha is. Bracha is something that's a core inyan in the Torah. Both bracha min hashamayim, which is easy to understand. Bracha min hashamayim is understood as a ribuy, as a shefa. But bracha on Eretz, all the brachas that we have, Avram gave brachas, and the Yitzchak gave brachas, Yaakov gave brachas, Kohanim give brachas. The brachas is something that v'hayei bracha. Adam is also giving brachas, and it's not clear to us what a bracha is. We don't know a bracha is melashon ribui. It's some increase. Something will become more. But the question is, what does that mean? Something becomes more. The marshal by Yitzchak, you have, he planted, and he got back 100 times what he planted. There is a musig of more ribui. In other words, if I take, if I have a room with 100 boxes and another room that's empty, and I take one box in, two boxes in, and three boxes, there's not really, I'm just transferring from A to B. That's not ribui, really. So what do we mean by the koyach of ribui that we have over here, and how does that, how is it possible? So bracha means that something is nisrabe. Something is nisrabe, in a way that is not merely recutting. If I have a cake, it's one cake, so it's for one person. If I cut it in two, it can now serve two people. If I cut it in three, it serves three people. That's not a ribui. That's adarab, it's a chaluka. So anything that's yesh mi yesh in the Bria is chalukadik. That's not ribui. But we do have echetimtza. In the echetimtza of zriya, of zera, we have a musig of a ribui, where you have something comes, there's input, and much more output than input. How does that happen in the Bria? How can something... So the answer is as follows. From, if the makor is something within the Bria, you can't have more than one to one. That's all. In other words, if I'm drawing from the Bria and spitting it back in the Bria, halavai that I have as much when I finish, when I cut the cake into two, three pieces, not only didn't I get anything, I actually lost a few crumbs in the middle. There's no ribui in that. Ribui, bracha is the ability to tap into something that's beyond over here. Some from someplace else, and bring in a chef in this Bria. Marshal Ma'adav Adayma. If I have a boyer of Mayim, if I have a cistern of water, I can take if it has 100 gallons, I can take 50 gallons to someplace else, and I'm left with 50 gallons. It's always yesh mi yesh. But if I tap into a well, in the tefisa of Adam in a well, that it's sort of a shefa beyond, since it's not in this world, it's come from beyond, I can tap in and keep drawing water. So I take a pipe, I dig it, I push it in very deep in the ground. All of a sudden, there's water coming out, boundless in a certain sense. Why? Because I tapped into a reservoir beyond this world, and b'meila, I'm able to bring in new things, a ribuy of water into this world, because I tapped into something outside. So any pa'ula that takes place within this world, in yesh miyesh, I can't be marred by anything. If I'm able to tap into something that's from outside this world, then I'm able to be mamshich a lot more, it should come out. So when a person does work, and the work fits the klolim of the natural world, the result of the work will be a yesh miyesh. So the normal malach in the world is that a business of this and this nature, this and this volume, this and this material, will generate this amount of profit. If a person has siyata d'shmaya, if a person has bracha, then it seems to generate a lot more profit than you would expect it to generate. That is the bracha. Bracha means the person became, the person tapped into something beyond and was mamshich new, relatively new inyanim further on. He became like a pipe and a vehicle for something. And b'meila, the amount that he's able to produce really, really has no clear gvulas to it. That's the metzias of bracha. In order for bracha to work, a person needs two hachanas for it. Two things can kill a bracha. One is that if the pipe is closed off at the top end, nothing's going to go through. If, let's say, the rocks or dirt or whatever clog up the thing at some point, it will... nothing's going to go through. Secondly, if there are holes, and so imagine a pipe taking water up from a well. So two things will not allow me to draw endless amounts of water. One is if the well gets clogged at the bottom. That's the at the shortage of it. And the second one is if the well in top begins to spurt. In other words, instead of somewhere there leaks in the pipe, somewhere along the line, so I'm drawing a lot of water, but it dissipates into no place. It's not going to the place I want it to go to because it's dissipating. So the two tchunas that are needed is a hamshacha from the makor and a shleimus, not tapping into it at any point except for the end point to where we mamshech it. Those are the two requirements of bracha. We'll see in a second what it means mitzad adam. Let's take it to adam. A person can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevarach a person with a certain ability, with possibilities, with different inyanim that the person can accomplish. There are two ways to botch up a bracha like that, or vice versa. There are two tikkunim that are needed in order to create a matzav bracha. One is, if my feeling is that the bracha is coming from me, that I'm the generator of the bracha, then there's not going to be bracha. Yosef HaTzadik, when he was told that he was brought in and said, you're gevaldik apoyse cholom, he says, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not me. Because if it's me, then I didn't hit the well that's beyond this world, I tapped into the ground. The ground might have some reservoir of water, but not limitless. So the first insight is, I need to tap into something beyond myself. If the minute I put a self into place, and everything that's coming out is coming from me, that is finite by definition, and sometimes extremely limited. Second, if I'm mamshechit to, and instead of bringing it to the place I'm supposed to give, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevarach me with an ability X, Y, or Z, or assets X, Y, Z, whatever, and I waste it on something else, I don't bring it to the mocker, so then it's not going to work. If I want it, let's take a simple example. Let's say I'm a wealthy man, and I want to arrange my stock affairs, al atzara yisetoyv. So I'm going to send a shliach to take care of it. There are two issues I'm going to have. If the shliach presents the check in his own name to the person that's getting it, I'm not happy with that. If the shliach doesn't give the money to where it's supposed to go to, I'm certainly not happy with that. Those are the two inyanim in order to become a hechetimtze for bracha. If you want to go back to the shemen by Elisha, where he, there were two prerequisites for the bracha in the shemen. One was you need to start with some shemen. It's like it's, you need to start with something that was there previously. You can't start from yourself, now I need shemen, I'm going to start pouring shemen. You got shemen from someplace, that shemen that came in Kibbutz Nisbarech, and you have to keep pouring it into something, into Kalim. If it doesn't have a designation, it stops. So those are the two inyanim that are prerequisites for bracha. At the input, one is at the input, one is at the output. Yosef at Tzadik, let's take a look at the first bracha. The bracha of being Misrabe, of Puravu. Puravu has in itself also both in Yonim. The mohus of the cell, the mohus of the cell that's being Puravirava is it's what I got from my parents. That's the mohus of it. So in other words, the reason why Zera has in itself to our perception a limitless ability to go forward is because it didn't start with me, it came from someplace outside of me. This came from the door before it came, from the door before it came, door before it came, door before. This is the piece of me that most clearly is defined as that which came from before, from outside of me. The second inyan is, I need to be zereya, something that's going to grow and produce. Hashchasa, my se'ervainan, is something that doesn't allow it to produce, and bemela, it doesn't go to a designation. So in the bracha, we need to have, in order for something to be a makor for bracha, a chetimtzah for bracha, you need to have input. That's the input needs to be from outside, bil odai, and it has to go someplace. Yosef HaTzadik had both in Yonim. Yosef HaTzadik said, Bilodai, whatever I have is not mine. It's coming from Lekim Pesrenes. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means Yosef HaTzadik's intake valve was clear. Everything was coming from a mocker beyond him. And the Kedushas HaBris of Yosef is that it's going someplace that is designated and with the matara of ribuy and shef and so on. Those were the two nekudas of Yosef HaTzadik. When Yosef, when Yaakov Avinu came to be mevarachim and he saw that there would be something coming out, Achav and Yeravam would come out, who were bad, they were shoyim, he became, we asked the kasha by Yoimahu that Lamaise, it's Basher Husham. Basher Husham is on Yesh Miyesh, that's Midas Hadin. Right now, do you deserve this? Don't you deserve this? So you're right. Right now, it's going to, you deserve it. That would, if Yaakov Avinu was giving out matanis then, he was giving out things, nechasim. So there wouldn't be a taina that he saw in Ruach HaKodesh, there would be Yeravim, there would be Achav. What he wanted was, but since he was giving him bracha, and bracha means that the shefa should keep going, then if there's a pagam in the shef at the end, then there's a pagam somewhere before. Like the Navi says, if I planted Zera that's Nemon, how did I get Pribushim? Where's it coming from? There's nothing, you know, the toldos are like the others. And if there's a difference, there's a problem over here. That's why the taina of Basher Hashem wasn't a taina. It says Yosef showed him, and that's what the pshat mi eila perchim ba'avir. Mi eila means this is not the they're not coming from that mocker. is zera is something that's mushrash in a mocker, and the male is nimshach, like neman to the mocker. If these are, I have a feeling that these are neither here nor there. In other words, there can't be a chalois bracha on something that's not neveya from the mocker from the sheirish. That's the agdara of the pereach. He showed him a shtar erisin and a shtar ksuba. The shtar erisin is that a woman who's not an arusa doesn't have an issa ish on her, and you have no musig where it's coming from. Shtar erisin is the chaloish ish, and even though exactly in the Gemara in Ksubas by an Arusa, if we say Roy Bilzer Chabal, since it's not supposed to be, but I'll upon him in the Roy Bilzer Chabal, that this is coming from the right Sheirish, that's Ligzishtar Erisin. That she's Meshubatim, there's only one Mokar, and the Mokar is him. Shtar Ksuba, if somebody is, there's no Isser. Mitzad, it's not an ish. The problem is not ish without shtar ksuba. There's no problem. The problem is that it's migereznus. Since it's kalavein of leitzia, she's not semech das, and he doesn't intend it to be something that's being mamshich. He doesn't intend it that it's something that he's doing. This is going to be his wife and his children. It's like a pelegesh. Pelegesh is ish without a ksuba. It's like snus. There's no. It's not going to the matara that it's supposed to go. So in shtar eris and shtar ksuba together, that's where Yosef Atzadik showed him that these bonim are. These bonim are coming from a zivuk that's a bar bracha. We have Achav, and we have Yeravam that are doing what the wrong. That's something that is their problem. So even a lot of times, even if the tree itself is solid and everything's all good, occasionally a fruit will rot. It's a problem of the fruit. It's not a problem of the tree. You know, as Yaakov's question was, is there a problem in the hamshacha of the zera? And he said no. If you wanna think about it, the two that are mentioned are Yeravam and Achav. Yeravam and Achav, each one had a different issue with why they did avodah zera and so on. Yeravam's problem was that they would go back to the Beis HaMikdash. Since they'll be oiler regel, they would go to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would become loyal Bnei Yehuda. They would become loyal to the Melech Yehuda. He would be second fiddle. So his Avodah Zarah was in order to tear them away from the Mokar. The Sheirish HaKlal Yisrael is rooted in the Mokar HaMikdash. That's the Mokar where we're yainik from. His problem was if they would stole tzut over there, they would remain shayach to Malz Yehuda. So he wanted to rip them out from the mocker, and that's what his making of the Avodah Zarah, so putting down the golem, was in order to be menatik them from the sheirish. Achav's mohus was Izevel, it was Avodah Zarah all wrapped up with snus over there. It was coming in order to be mezana. It was coming with the just like Avodah Zarah has itself almost called znus. The word znus is associated with Avodah Zarah. Vayizana chelheim. The person uses that as kreches and all sorts of different avenues. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Achav. So there's even a sheirish of being taifis in Yeravam and Achav. That those were the two in Yanim that were mafkia from bracha, and Yosef's reply was a shtar erisin and shtar ksuba to show that both in yonim were mitukin ala tzad toiv and tzad ktush and so on. Shabbos is the day that is mamshich the shefa. Shabbos, because the tafkid of Shabbos is mivorech, so Shabbos is yonik bechreya from the other dates. The food that I have in Shabbos comes from someplace outside, and that's why I can be mamshechit for the other days. That's the inyan of having the Shvi itself, because the Shvi is the Shirish of Bracha, therefore it has to take from the other days. It's not Mechen Mitzaratzmoy, and it gives off to the other days afterwards. And that's why it itself has nothing. It says, So, in other words, he's a b'china Shabbos, b'china ben doisa. It's not the pshat, a double tzitkis. First of all, he's such a big tzaddik, his schus is so big, he's mefarish the whole world. And also, he's also, for himself, doesn't take anything. It's Hainu Hach. Because Chanina B'ni is Dailu B'Kav Charuvin, that's why the world stands in his chus. It's Nizam in his chus. If there'll be some self in it, either input or output, then it's Mekalkal everything and he wouldn't become the Mokka of Racha. It's very interesting, since in days, Shvi and Shmini are the Shvi is the day that becomes the bracha from the previous week, and it's mamshechet Shmini. That's the tzura bracha. There's a remez in the seder hanasiim. Ephraim is the seventh nasi, and Menashe is the eighth nasi in the Chanukah hanasiim. In other words, the shvi being mamshechet to the Shmini is that's shorish bracha, and that's Ephraim Menashe. So when we're talking about B'chol Yivarech Yisrael and we're looking for bracha, it's not the pshat you're looking for a muscle. I want to tell you, you're going to be rich like Korach. You're going to be smart like Shlomo. So we think of it sort of as we need to have a colorful metaphor to express our bracha. So I say you'll be as strong as Shimshon, as rich as Korach, and as smart as Shlomo. That's not what we're talking about over here. B'chol Yivarech Yisrael means Klal Yisrael needs to tap into the inyan of bracha. Bracha is not a davar pashit. Bracha is an ability, and it's a koyach that comes from Shemayim in a sense. And unless there's a shevet that can be miyasid bracha in Klal Yisrael, we don't have bracha. Bracha is something that's miyusid adei shevet. Yehuda might be the cheshivst in terms of the malchus and so forth, and we might tell a child you should strive to be like Yehuda. But if I want to be mevarech, then I need to tap into bracha. Bracha is an apparatus of its own. It has its own klolim, it has its own requirements, it's its own koyach. The makar of bracha and Klal Yisrael is Yosef HaTzadik expressed through Ephraim Menashe, and therefore it was something that he was manchel bracha to Klal Yisrael, and that's why all our brachas that we make, we base it on Ephraim Menashe and then Yosef HaTzadik, because that was the musig of bracha, the v'yidgu l'roi b'kavar, that is, like it says by Yosef, Yosef also said that he's Ein Bish is not Shailat in Yosef, because he's Nimshal to Dag. The Pshat is Yosef has no Mos of his own. He's Nechba totally. He's a mystery as far as we're concerned. We don't see any of the Yosef there. That's why he's a perfect conduit for Bracha, because there's nothing there that's Nitfas in itself. Not from where it's coming from, not where it's going to. It's an inyan mitzarechod is an inyan niskav moed, the inyan of bracha. We're talking about things that are not pasha things. We're talking about things that are shemaim v'kinyanim and brachas and so on. But the truth is, in our core activities, Chazal were metakin a bakasha for bracha, baruch aleinu, which addresses the core activities that were oisik. Whether it's a farmer and his farmer or business is business, and even someone who's oisik in other inyanim, Harbatzos Torah and so on, baruch aleinu is a very central bracha. It's the bracha that addresses not prerequisites like atachoinein and slicha and so on. This is, of all the things, you gave me many things. I'm doing something. I want that the pa'ulas that I do should steltsu to bracha. I want to see bracha ma'isi yadav. We were speaking like in the Alei Shuvad about the tafkid of a person once he's outside of yeshiva, whether it's kodesh, whether it's other nyanim. If you can tag the entirety of it, there are many things I need to be able to do my avoda. But the avoda itself, the quality that I want my avoda to be endowed with is bracha. That I don't just spend my lifetime, and no matter whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated my life to be spent at, but to take boxes from one room to another room. And it doesn't make a difference if it's boxes or billions of dollars, or even kodesh. If all it is rearranging the boxes, then a person wakes up one day, usually quite late, and says, what have I accomplished? I took boxes from one room, put in the other room. I took boxes and split them into four. I took boxes and tied together four boxes and one big box. There was no substantial, there was nothing I accomplished. The desire for bracha ma'isi yadav is that a person sees that he starts with one box and ends with 10 boxes. He starts with 10 boxes and ends with 100 boxes. That's where a person sees a bracha ba'molei ma'isi yadav. There are two things a person needs to have in order for bracha to be chal. One is input, and the second one is avoda neged the output. In input, the avoda is anova, hispatlos, hakara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mezin, mefarnes, and the noisin. That's bilodai. In as much as a person takes it for himself, we're all limited. No matter whatever our resources are, they are clearly finite. And there's no bracha bichal on something that's from finite. If the shemen has to start with me, it's not going anyplace. And that's and so the bil odai for a person to be matzliach in what he does requires removing himself from the picture. Which means sometimes if something's not good for him, he's doing it because his job is to be mamshech this, that, or the other thing. He has to take his self as an entity out of the picture. The output, in as much as a person takes for himself, that's poigim the bracha. If the bracha gets splattered on the side and it's not going to fill up the kalim, that's also not bracha. So if the person takes from what he gets and holds it for himself, retains it for himself, wastes it, doesn't carry it out to where it's supposed to go, that's also something that stops up a bracha. It's very interesting. I was thinking today, this is Asar B'Tavis. There are three days, basically, three Tanesim that we deal with the Churban. Tisha B'Av is the Gufa Shel Churban. Some Gedalia is a side point. It's the desolation of the Yishuv. But in the Churban itself, we have Asar B'Tavis, we have Shivasa B'Tamuz, and Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av is the Churban itself. The two Hakdamas, one is the Motzer on the ear, and one is the Pirtza, the Hufka Achaima. When you make a Motzer around the Achaima, you stop the input. Nothing can come into the city. So every closed-in area has finite resources, and that's all it has. When you make a pirtza, it means everything flows out, just like when you have a cell. If you make a breach 90 walls, everything goes out. Things come in, also shouldn't come in. But things flow out, and it doesn't go to its tachlis. The two pagamim of Asar B'Tevis and the pagam of Shavas B'Tamas were two pagamim on both ends of that pipe. Al Kaponim, it needs there's a zbeinus in it for us. When we talk about tachlis of life, what would a person want to look back on his life and feel that he accomplished? What area we accomplished in, that's usually up to Ashkocha. There's a ratzin, it's up to us to make decisions, but there's also obviously a lot of Ashkocha. But whatever it is, we want to feel that this bracha ma'asi yadeinu. When Moshe set up the Mishkan, bracha b'maisi yadayim is the core rotzen of a person. His maisi yadayim is avoida, and the bracha maisi yadayim is the tachas navoida. The prerequisite for being a baruch is just like the one is biladai, that it comes from someplace, that it's nothing. All I am is a shliach to take talents, abilities, opportunities, assets that were given to me. That's one part of myself, and therefore not machzik tivus nafshi and so on. And the second one is to ask myself, where does it have to go to? I need to fulfill it to its tachlis. The tzura of a perivirivya includes in itself the fact that the mohus of Zera comes beheaded from someplace else. That's the whole mohus of Zera, is that I'm taking that which was passed on to me. The Kedusha Sapris, which is also just in Yelena Pikabal this week, and Bishavim Tat, Ms. Shem, the Kedusha is that I resist the rotzen to take it for personal law, and I'm mamshechit to a tachlis, to somewhere it's supposed to go to. When a person is metakin both in yonim, the understanding that that which he has is not from him, but it was given to him, and everything that was given to him has an address that is supposed to be forwarded to, then the person becomes a mos of a bracha. Eliezer Avram, when he said ulai, let's say that maybe I'll take it for myself, That was a type of pagam in being a baruch. That's why he was an aror, because he tried to stop it. Instead of him being a shliach to take Yitzchak to someplace else, he said, you know, maybe the buck starts with me. When a person is metaken both in yonim, and a person understands that what he was given, and that his tachs is to be memale the yad, and bring it to everything to the place that it was given for, then a person becomes a chefs of a baruch, and everything that he does, all his ma'asei yadayim, are on his baruch. Charles.
I missed the whole quote. When it says when Yaakov saw that Achav and Yerovam were going to come out, So then Rebbe said that if it hadn't been a matana, so fine, but Shirusham, it didn't deserve a matana. Because it didn't bracha, which requires a hamshacha. So
this
is a problem, the shirish? What does that
mean? In other words, if this is what's coming out, then...